Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. On any given day, there are plenty of farm chores to keep farmers busy. But as Kentucky Farm Bureau President Mark Haney sees it, the item at the top of the to-do list tomorrow is to get out and vote in the election.
It's for the leader of our country. It's for leaders in Congress. And we're going to be electing leaders in our state government. And we want our folks to be involved and go to the poll and select a candidate.
Historically, the farm group has been an active participant in the government process, working with all elected leaders and explaining and promoting the policy set by its members. The group holds educational forums with prospective candidates before elections.
We don't endorse candidates, but we do ask our folks to be involved, and being involved in campaigns and be active. It makes not only for a better state in which we live, but it makes for a better organization when we participate.
Does the farm vote really matter? Haney thinks so, and he thinks he's seen it in recent elections.
Really and truly, you can ask any candidate on the ballot, does a farm community make a difference? And they're going to say absolutely there is. But more importantly, they're going to say rural Kentucky makes a difference.
Generally, he feels like the ongoing activities of local Farm Bureau leaders do make that difference, but none more so than getting to the polls tomorrow to vote. We'll be right back.
The North American Championship Rodeo rides into Freedom Hall November 10th through the 12th, 7:30 nightly. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster. The rodeo is just a part of the family fun at the North American International Livestock Expo. Get special pricing on kids' tickets all three nights at the North American Championship Rodeo in Freedom Hall. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster. The rodeo's just a part of the family fun at the North American International Livestock Expo.
We're back today with Kentucky Farm Bureau President Mark Haney, who urges all of us to get out and vote tomorrow, but especially farm group members. He says county farm bureaus do a lot of groundwork throughout the year, in primary and general election seasons, in having candidates discuss their stands on the issues.
When I go to county farm bureau meetings all over the state of Kentucky, and I see county farm bureaus hosting Measure the Candidate forums, and really meeting with state legislature candidates and congressional candidates, it makes a true difference, especially after the election. And we actually go to Congress or we go to Frankfort and we have policies that our members have given us. Those folks sit up and pay attention and take notice and really help pass what Farm Bureau policy is.
He says voting is at the top of the to-do list tomorrow. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.